Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
A few weeks ago, I was standing in our garden on an early California morning, and the air was unusually still, and I'd noticed something caught me off guard. The birds were gone. Every morning, our garden is alive with birdsong. Finches and sparrows dart from branch to branch, doves call out from the garden walls, and hummingbirds hover near the lavender. But that morning, the silence was eerie, not a single wing beat. It was as if the garden had exhaled and everything had vanished. Later that day, I learned there was a wildfire more than 30 miles away. Too far to see, too distant to feel like a threat, but the birds had sensed it. Somehow they knew. Maybe it was the faintest trace of smoke in the air or a shift in pressure that I couldn't feel. Now, whatever it was, they were gone before any danger, thankfully, reached our doorstep. And it made me think not just about nature, but about work, about people, about teams, because just like those birds, my observation has been the best people in an organization often sense when something is wrong long before it's visible. In my professional life, I've seen it happen. Talented, emotionally intelligent, high-performing employees, the kind you build cultures around, begin to quietly disengage. They don't make a scene, they don't complain, they just start preparing to leave and then leave. They sense the signals: financial instability, poor leadership, layoffs without clear communication, ethical red flags, unspoken tension. These things may not show up in quarterly reports, but people can feel them in meetings, in hallway conversations, in the way decisions are made. Now, just like the birds, they don't wait for the flames. They leave when the air starts to change. What struck me about that morning in our garden wasn't just the silence. It was how sudden the absence felt. One day they were there, and the next day they weren't. That's how it often goes with good people too. You lose one good employee, and then another, and then another. And sometimes the departures are framed as new opportunities or personal choices, and there might be, but often they're responding to things that we didn't see, refused to see, or saw too late. When a few great people leave a company, it's not just turnover, it's a warning sign. The recent fires in California have left scars on our land and in our communities. They reminded us how vulnerable we are to forces way beyond our control and how crucial it is to read the signs early. In organizations, we're not always so different. Fires can take the form of a toxic culture, declining trust, financial distress, or leadership misalignment. The impact may not be visible right away, but the best people can smell the smoke. That morning in our garden, I learned something profound. Just because things look calm doesn't mean that they're safe. Stillness isn't always peace. Silence can mean something is actually already in motion, something you might only recognize when it's way too late. So here, I think, is the application. So if you're a business owner or a leader of others, I encourage you to stop seeing employee departures just as attrition. Don't rush to label people as being disloyal or just assume they're chasing something better for a few extra dollars. Instead, ask, what did they feel? What did they see? What are we perhaps too close to recognize? See, birds don't flee without reason, and good employees don't leave without a cause. Let's try to lead and live with much more attentiveness, listening not just to what's said, but to what's missing. Check in more often, ask questions, make space for difficult conversations, even when it's uncomfortable. Because if I learned anything from our garden and from the recent fires, it's this. By the time the birds leave, the fire is already on its way.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.